fine with that, from that side. So we're going to go back again. We're going to review what we said yesterday. What did you say?
Don't encourage.
Yeah. Yeah. Fine.
Well, no.
But we're saying that like this. But so saying now, we're going to go back to what we said yesterday. We said, we were talking about yesterday the rule of api tlasim, right? The leniency of a shantara which was said in front of three people. Right? Chas Chaim says this lesson is virtually impossible to meet all the, you know, to fulfill all the conditions of this license. So we said, what was the license was based on the fact that once something was kept told, a secret was told to a group, then it's not going to be kept as a secret anymore. Correct? This is the Rambam's approach to the Gemara's discussion of api tlasim, which permits a person to repeat information that's been said in the presence of three or more people. Now, the three listeners were sincerely devout Jews who totally refrained from any form of lashon hara. It's almost certain that the information will not spread further, right? What was the whole leniency? That these three people are going to go spread their information, correct? Right? We're saying now, if they're devout Jews, all these three people, they're not going to speak lashon hara, then we don't have the license anymore. I mean, the whole license was, since this person spoke lashon hara from three people, it's for sure going to become public knowledge, so it's not hurting the subject by me speaking about it. Everyone would have heard about it anyway. That's the basis of the Rambam's understanding of this Gemara. But therefore, let's say these three people wouldn't spread the Gemara lashon hara further, that is not a problem. That's what we're saying. Okay? Furthermore, Chavos Chaim ruled that even if only one of the three is known to avoid any form of lashon hara, there's no group of three. If one of the three people are, let's say, a relative or a friend to the subject, then also, you know, you don't have a group of three of people that are going to spread the information. Also, this leniency is also limited geographically. Information about someone in a community is likely to spread in his community, within his community. It is not likely to be of interest elsewhere. Therefore, only within his community can we assume the information will become publicized. And only here, the license of the Abitlasa applies. In a case where unusually shocking information, which should interest even outside the community, the license will extend as far as information could be expected to circulate. Given all of the implementation, it's clear that the license of Abitlas is really applicable. In addition, and subject to dispute, many authorities of Jewish law disagree with the Rambam's interpretation of this Gemara. Therefore, the Chaim concludes we should avoid making use of this license altogether.
More.
Oh. Yeah. So now, while we're in the Gemara, the Ches Amud Beis. Sorry, Ches Amud Aleph. Ready on 9a? Mishachas Makos, I think. We're still in Mishachas Makos.
Come on, Makos. How long did it take you to finish?
Fine. So let's see the Gemara. So what do we say? Let's see the Gemara on three lines at the top. We said, Chutz me'al yidei ker tosh. We said in the Mishnah, what do we say in the Mishnah? We said in the Mishnah that a Keratosha who killed a Jew who killed Rabbi Yitzchak, a Jew who killed the Keratosha, what's the halacha? A Jew who killed the Keratosha, what's the halacha? A Jew who kills a Keratosha. What's the Mishnah say? Everyone.
Garland, anyone who kills
a Jew. He still puts the Keratosha.
Ah, there
we go.
A Jew.
We're 2 Mishnahs later, we forgot.
A Jew who killed a Keratosha. Right? Then. There's no problem. Correct? Now. We also assume. So what is that also? A Keratosha. must be he's not considered a Jew. I got to tell you, the guy who accepted himself to do the seven mitzvahs from that. So it means he's not a Jew. But also, we want to understand the other way, right? Because if he's a Jew, you kill a Jew by mistake, you got to go to Golos. Correct, Rabbi?
Jew killed another Jew, correct.
Right, so if a Jew killed a Ger Toisha, and he told me there's no Golos, right? So what does that mean? You're not considering him a Jew, correct? Now what about if a Ger Toisha kills a Jew? If you have a Ger Toisha, this guy, who killed a Jew, also, it seems to be also that, right? It seems to be also that
he's not exiled.
He's also no God.
The only way he'd be exiled is that he kills another Ger Toisha.
Right. We said this is the only way he goes to exile is a Ger Toisha. But what's the Gemara's question? If you're telling me both ways, a Jew killed a Ger Toisha, there's no God. Why is there no God? Well, because you're considering him to be
a
non-Jew. And if a Ger Toisha killed a Jew, also, he doesn't go to Golos because you're considering him to be a non-Jew. Okay, so that's what it means. If right, if I kill, if someone kills another Jew, they have to go to Golos. So let's see the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Look, the Gemara. What does it say? So like this. Chutz miger tashim, Alma. What do we see? Ger tashim. Are you going to chavim? A ger tashim is because we're considering him to be a guy. Right? We're considering him to be a guy.
Even though it's a different status, he's really not the status of a guy.
He's like in between, right? A Ger Toisha, right? You have a Jew, that's three love. You have a Jew, it's love more. Right? And you have a Ger Toisha, this guy here, and love two. He accepted the mitzvah of Ben Yedaya, but he's not really a Jew. And then
he has permission to live in the land.
He has permission to
dwell with us.
Then you have a guy, a G-O-Y, guy. A guy's guy.
Well, so what our scroll uses is a resident alien.
I don't know, that alien to me sounds like some guy flying around.
No, it's a Mexican that crossed the border illegally. Or, in our case, No, Somalians that crossed the border.
So alien has
Somalians
keep it
at home.
Yeah? Fine. I mean, what are the guys that are crossing the border
illegally? There's an illegal alien and there's a resident alien. The illegal alien is somebody who sneaks in. The resident alien has some sort of permission or acknowledgement to be here in some room.
Basically, any guy that lives in Israel.
Yes,
he's called a Tosha. He's called a.
Yeah, we let him live in Israel.
We allow him to live here because
it's just that when they take the. In the book, it says they take all the seven Noahide.
Yeah, that's specifically a guy here.
Fine.
A
Ger Toisha. Yeah,
Ger Toisha. Just a person residing here but respecting our laws. Not keeping Shabbat.
It's a regular Tosha. Here we're doing
Ger Toisha. It's different than a Jew.
So would that be classified as UN and diplomats? No, I mean, it's suspicious.
Fine. So what are we saying? We're saying here that what are we saying? So we're saying here that it seems again. We're saying it seems to be a Ger Toisha, the status of a guy. Therefore, if a Jew would kill him. By mistake, you don't know Golos. Good, and if he killed the Jews, no Golos. Now, Rashi says something interesting, which is it's interesting to me. So what happens when a Jew kills a Ger Toisha? There's no Golos. So, what happens?
Potter,
you take a walk. Yeah. Now, what happens when a Ger Toisha kills a Jew? We're saying there's no Golos. Correct, Aaron? A Ger Toisha killed the Jew.
Yeah.
We said he's not going to Golos. Mm-hmm. Right. Goes both ways. So, what do we do to him? So, that's a Chiddush. That's what Rashi says.
Right.
I didn't think the Gemara was like Rashi, but the Gemara that I just saw, fine, he also takes a walk.
It seems like because he took on himself seven from the and one of them is not to kill.
Good.
There is no ins and outs. So
yeah, but he did b'shaygi.
You don't have that in the halachas of shem mitzvah.
Why not? Why not? Where's the shaygi?
You don't have it though.
Why not? Shem's halachas.
There's no safer that explains the ins and outs of the shem mitzvah. And here we do.
But if you have a kabbal, you're worse.
In Yiddishkeit, there's loopholes. No,
yeah,
no, that's what it seems like. I'm just saying. No,
except for one thing to take. One of the laws is that they have to set up a court system.
They have a court system.
Yeah, they have it.
Right, which means that the court has to enforce when someone kills it.
Fine, they have the court system.
Right, we see here that he gets killed.
It's interesting.
Right.
Now
that's
why?
The point.
So what we're saying, see if there's no gullah.
The truth is, whether the guy is a Ger Toisha or not, the guy still gets killed.
That's my question. That's my question. If a guy kills a shaykh, every guy who kills by mistake is killed, that's not like a guy kills a Jew by mistake.
According to Rashi, yeah.
That's the standard for Rashi.
Yeah.
Because Rashi says that a Ger Toshava kills a Jew. Correct? By mistake, we say there's no Galus for him. Because Galus is a fair, that's not a good kapara. We don't want any Ger Toshava to go. No, we say it's not good. So what would I would thought? Fine, so we don't do anything to you. Rashi says no. Rashi says we kill him. Imagine what we would do to the Arabs. If a guy kills the Shogeg by mistake, a Ger Toshava kills a Jew by mistake, we kill him. These guys.
Why not simply wipe out the entire village?
Right. If you go tell
them,
there's no shaykh, which is interesting. Halacha. There's no room for mistakes by that. Imagine if you open up a vest in these days.
If we had listened to Rabbi Meir Kahana, we wouldn't have had this problem.
Yeah, that's not any shaykh. Me, with the hair, whatever, someone actually kills him. That's someone who's just living because he's an Arab. Not killing anybody. Right. So it could be also, we don't believe them that it's a shaykh. No, it's a.
I don't know if we don't believe. I was saying it's not about believing.
Automatically.
You don't have the ins and outs of the Zophos.
Well, why not?
Like we have. You just don't have it.
Right,
if you decide to keep 613, we find you're worth something. Meaning we don't want to kill you right away because
keep
you, you have another mitzvah to keep. This guy, he's only got seven. He already over one of them. Killed a Yid who keeps
613.
We don't remember mistakes by
then. Yeah, Hanan, what do you say?
Hanan,
here?
We're
saying a guy.
Hey,
a Ger Toshav who kills a Jew, what happens then? Just to discuss.
He gets killed.
Well, that's a Chiddush, no? Simple to you?
No, well, Rashi says.
Oh, that's what Rashi says. Oh, now why? So try to understand why. What? I mean, a Jew kills a guy, you go to Galus. If there's no Galus, let's say a Jew kills a Ger Toshav, you don't go to Galus, so you're free. Correct?
Also, the Jew who kills a Ger Toshav by accident,
takes
the goal, he goes free, but a Ger Toshav who kills a Jew by accident gets killed.
Right, so trying to say why. So Rizzi wants to say that there's no rules by that. There's one rule book. You kill someone, you get killed. Finished. It's in the Shogeg, amazing. In their rules. They got seven laws. If you kill someone, you get killed. That's what Rizzi wants to say. It's a very strict, marking system.
The only reason you get all these rules are a Mikla. Shogeg and Ones, and that the Beis Din tries to be makil on you is because you're Yid. It's not because you're a guy. It's because the good you can perform afterwards in the world. That's why the Beis Din tries to save a person, even if he's really a Chai Misa. The Beis Din, right? We learned it before. The Beis Din kills once in 70 years called a Chazari or a murderer in the Beis Din. Why? Because they're always trying to go back to school in the person. But by a guy, there's no skills.
Yeah, I would say Rabbi Yitzchak. I don't know. Maybe it's a pasha. To me, I didn't understand.
Mind shot.
No, I'm saying, but you understood the Gemara. Our Gemara doesn't say anywhere that they get killed. Say Rashi right. Now taught it to me.
They get killed.
What do you mean?
Right, that's Talasha.
Yeah, that's what Rashi said. Yeah, I mean that's the easy way. He's saying the Mishnah. They're gonna get killed. But say, I would have not understood.
Not only that. It's not only that. The kapara. Your mikvah just can't apply.
Oh, so that's a different thing.
Virtually just doesn't apply.
That's a different thing. But fine, but for a Jew also doesn't apply. So we're basically saying like this.
Like, what would you do to him? Oh, if it doesn't apply, what would you do to this guy?
Right.
So, you can't walk. You can't go to your mikvah. You can't have your
mikvah. That's the thing. Oh. So we're basically saying, how did Rashi, where did Rashi get this from? Who told Rashi? Who told Rashi this from halacha? Did the Gemara say just now? Did our Mishnah tell me this halacha that you killed the Ger Toshav? Ger Toshav killed a Jew. What did Mishnah tell me? There's no galus, correct? Chana,
right.
Did you see in our Mishnah that anyway we kill him?
Right.
Did it say that?
Kill
him. Kill the Ger Toshav who kills a Jew. The Ger Toshav killed a Jew. He doesn't go to Galus. Does our Mishnah say you kill him?
No.
No. So where did Rashi get it from? Rabbi Yosef wants to say, Rabbi Yosef, all the way
from
Rabbi Sakayin, all the way from Rabbi Sakayin, wants to say that it's simple to Rashi, why? Because Galus is a way out for you. When you're Chayim Misa, really we should kill you. But you know what? Maybe we'll let you off. We'll give you get atonement a different way, right? So this prescription is only for a Jew. We can't prescribe the guy with this medication. It doesn't work for him. That's what I'm saying. Say if a Jew killed a Ger Toshav, it's like a Jew killed another a guy. So you're off the hook because you didn't do anything, right? When a Jew killed a Ger Toshav, why is there no gallus? It's for two different reasons. These two cases are for two different reasons. A Jew.
Jew killed the Ger
Toshav. Let me see Rashi right at the top. We'll see it in a second. Sorry. Four lines down.
In the narrow.
A Jew killed the Ger Toshav. Right. A Jew killed the Ger Toshav. Doesn't get called. Why not? Why didn't you get guns? Why?
It's too late for them.
Oh, you don't need guns. Right? The reason why I don't get guns.
Be careful.
Is it hooked? Is it
a Jew doesn't get colors. Why? Why does this guy not get colors? Because he didn't do so bad. He killed a guy, it's not a problem. He called him the guy. Right? If a Jew killed a guy, there's no colors. Because a guy, you don't need a kapara. However, now we're in Gemara. Now we're talking Emes. The Emes will go out into the world. A Jew killed a guy, you don't even have to go to colors. Why? Because the guy. However, Ger Teshuv, who kills a Jew, why didn't he go to Golos? Not because he
won't
doesn't
benefit.
Matter. It won't benefit him, but it's not a good enough punishment for
it's
him.
It's just like in the last thing, that the Ben who hits his father, if you have chemic, it just doesn't work for you. It almost compares.
Yeah, it's not chemic, because he should get hurt.
But his punishment, just like his punishment is not helping him because of what he would have gotten.
It's not helping him.
Same to here. This guy doesn't have it. Doesn't apply. What's he going to do? Go to the Imam and learn Torah with the Levim and make a Teshuvah? He can't learn Torah anyway.
Right.
That's what they used to do, right? Teshuvah by learning Torah.
Right.
This guy is not what he's going to do.
Yeah, kind of so. Okay, Teshuvah killed the Jew. Hanan, why did he go to Golos? Because Golos, is Golos going to help him?
No, it's Kapara.
He's not in a different system. Right. The reason they go to Golos is because it's not going to help him. And therefore, he was saying Golos and we kill him. Right? Golos and we kill him. Right? Well,
the only benefit he'll have is if he's hung.
It's not going to benefit him since he's not. No benefit for him, no benefit. Fine, it's not going to benefit. So they really did it. In this case, a Jew killed a guy, there's no Golos and you walk.
Right.
In this case, no Golos. That's a rational point that's first. But the point is, what we see, so that's what Rashi said. But the point that we see is here, we're considering this guy a god, correct?
Yeah.
We're considering the Gatosha to be on a level of a god, correct? That when he kills another Jew, there's no Ari Mikos for him, because you don't get Ari Mikos, because you're basically like a god.
How do
we
consider him as a god if you discuss his
producers the morning? Why does it say right now? So what must be? Why can't he get Golos? Now, if he was really such a partial Jew, if we were viewing him like a Jew, he should be able to go to Golos.
Sure.
So if we said when he killed a Jew, he can't go to Golos, what does that mean? It means we're viewing him like a non-Jew. Correct, Ramaro? Why can't this guy go to Golos? This guy...
Is doing good?
Why? Because he's not like a Jew.
He's not a Jew.
So we're viewing him like a guy. In this case, like a partial Jew. He's doing his mitzvah. But for this halacha, we're viewing him like a guy.
He's been downgraded.
For this halacha, let's just see this.
Well, because when Rashi says that you kill him, it's not a mean thing. It's not about, he killed us, so we're going to kill him. It's not in the coming either. It's just the fact that that's probably in his tikkun.
Yeah, that's his
tikkun. That's probably going to be a kapara on his nefesh or whatever.
Yeah, nahon, by killing him.
So the guy, you'll actually get a kapara.
Okay. Yeah.
Year.
Good. So let's see the Gemara.
It's equivalent to a wild boar that gores someone to death.
It's just like a wild boar.
Yeah. Well, let's see Rashi. Let's see this Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Let's try to stay focused. Rashi. What's your question, Rabbi?
Maybe he gets more than a regular guy because it's a Geretoshah. He can't get killed more than a kill.
No, because what happens with a regular guy? No, Rabbi's trying to say that maybe when
you should be a little upgraded.
A Geretoshah who kills by mistake, maybe only he gets killed. But a regular guy who kills by mistake,
what?
Maybe he doesn't get killed. I don't know, he doesn't get killed, maybe.
But we're already saying, why is he not going to go and stuff like a guy? We're comparing him also later on. We're
going to
compare him to
that
guy.
We're comparing to that guy. Let's see Rashi. Let's see the top Rashi. Not top Rashi. Let's see four narrow lines down. Rashi. Chos Migar Taisha. What does Rashi say? Umashma, and it seems to be Tarifayu from both of them in mind. What does it mean, both of them? Rashi means in both directions, like we showed on the board. A Jew who killed the Migar Taisha gets no kolos. The Gatosha who kills a Jew gets no Golos. Rashi means Tarvai means both of them, meaning both ways. Rashi means in both directions. Good? That's Rashi says. So Mashma, yes, you see the Rashi? To be Tarvai Mimai, like what does Rashi say? To be Tarvai Mimai, we're being Mimai and we're excluding a Gatosha from Golos both ways. Meaning Rashi means, he does not go to Golos through him killing a Jew. Correct? The Gertesha who kills a Jew does not go to Golos. Elo Nara, Rashi is rather he gets killed. And the other way also, V'lo Yisrael gala alav, and Yisrael will not go to galus on him. Like shown on the board, it goes both ways. Gretashev kills a Jew.
Yeah, but
inside
you elaborate, one is getting killed, one isn't getting killed. So
that's what you explain.
Both ways, but
the point is that we're considering him a gun. The point is that it even. But the bottom line is, you're right, because when he killed the Jew, we're very strict on him. So we're going to kill him. When the Jew kills him,
why?
Because we're saying, because you're a gun.
It's not by
the line. It is, because when a guy kills a Jew, that's the halacha, that you have to get killed. But the point is, that both cases were considered to be a gun. Fine. So, what is the Gemara? Let's go back into the Gemara. So, let's see the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, we see Gartashev is a gun. Ema Seifa, we said, say the Seifa. Gartashev, go to the Aide Gartashev. What does the Seifa say? The Seifa says, a Gartashev goes to Golos if he kills another Gartashev. And what does that mean? If we do get him Golos, that means you're considering him a Jew.
So you're not treating him like a boy, basically.
Yeah. You got there, Aaron? We said if a Gartashev kills another fellow Gartashev mate, right? Then he does go to Golos.
But that's the only exception.
Yeah, but that exception doesn't make sense to us, because if he's a guy, this doesn't help him. Our Megillah doesn't help
so
him.
So if he kills a guy, he gets killed. If he kills a Jew, he gets killed.
What if he kills a Gartashev?
He goes to
Golos.
Yeah, but how does he get Golos? If he's a guy, he don't have Golos. I mean, Golos is not atonement for
a
guy.
You would say a guy doesn't have Golos in Israel, but it
is a Kamar Kamar Gartashev. So that's Rukhan's term.
Yeah, so.
No, that's Rukhan's term. According to Tyson, that's Rukhan's term. That's the Gemara's answer. So what does Rabbi Yosef want to answer? I mean, what's our question? The question you told me here, he never gets called. Gartashev killed a Jew, he doesn't get called. So why? Because he's not a Jew. You told me here because he's a non-Jew. That's what it says. Stay alive, he's a non-Jew. And therefore, since he's a non-Jew, you can't get him called. What's the problem? What do we say? We said a Gartashev could kill a Gartashev who kills another Gartashev. And now, what do we say? What's the law?
Gartashev
kills another
Gartashev, he goes
to Golos. And how could that be?
How could that be?
If he's a
guy. He's treated like a
boy
previously in the
Gomorrah,
technically.
Right, and we don't give him
Golos.
How in the world can we say that he gets Golos?
That's a good question.
That's the wise question. Right?
So the fact that you treat him differently is
it showed if you get him a
different status, and he's really not a boy technically.
That's the wise question. Every time you hear this note, when he killed a Jew, there's no galus, means you're treating him like a guy. Correct? Not that good.
Right.
Here you tell him there is galus.
Right.
You're just treating him like
another gear of another
like
media
a Jew.
Of an exile.
Fine. If you kill the guy, so you are considering him a Jew. Right? This guy is in between. Bro, how do we consider this guy? A Jew or a non-Jew?
Jew or non-Jew.
Okay, attention, a Jew or a non-Jew. So when he killed another Jew, you told me, is there galus or not? No galus. That means you're treating him like a non-Jew. But then you tell me if he kills another Gartashev, then there is Golos. That means you're treating him
like a special
like
status.
A Jew. But like a Jew. Before,
okay.
If he gets Golos, you tell me he's like a Jew. You get this Golos can help you.
Fine.
So, which one is it? Is he a Jew or a non-Jew? How does this make sense?
There could be a third status.
Comes in Mars' answer, it says he's in between. What's the third status?
There could be a third status. A Gersonic.
A Gersonic. We're not talking about a Gersonic. We're not in that portion.
No, but in like...
When he's already a Jew. He's a Jew.
Namely, you're treating him as a full convert. Full
we're not treating him. That's the question.
On his status.
Yeah, that's the question. Are we treating him as a full status or as a full guy?
Is he one or the other? Is he a boy or is he a Jew?
Why does it mention the distinction between a Gershon and an Akwood? And then when we're kind of on the answer, he says between a Gershon and a Yisrael.
I'm sorry, what's the question?
Well, who said anything about Gershon and Akwood?
It says right here.
It must be we're looking at him as he is a Gachavim. That's why he's not killing.
How can you call him a Gertosha?
He's not. Stop. I'm sorry, you came a little late. You didn't understand the whole introduction. This guy, he's a Gertosha.
Yeah.
He's not a God. According to how do we view him, he's in between. He's a guy who accepted the Shabbos as when he died.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're what's it called? We have here a case of Gartashev. We're not sure what's the status we're giving him. A Gartashev is a guy who accepted the services of B'nai Noach. and he's allowed to stay in Israel. Now,
are we based
and you have the best
in
are we viewing him as a guy, or are we viewing him as are we viewing him as a yid for his halacha? That's the question. So the mission is stira, because on one hand you tell me if he kills a Jew, he doesn't get galus. He can't get galus because he's like a guy. You tell me when he kills another ger taisha, right? There is galus, which means you're viewing him as a Jew. So why does that get contradiction?
So do you mean to say when it used to watch him again, it's more awkward? It's asking whether or not it's saying that that's viewed as if you were a full fledged.
We mean that's what we're viewing him. We're saying Avogar Avikam. That's what we're viewing him. Avogar Avikam. What do we mean? He's really Avikam. We know he's not really a guy.
Yeah.
I mean, we see we're viewing him. Why am I supposed to say? When the words that we see, he's a guy. It doesn't really mean he's a guy.
The punishment they're identifying as a guy. The punishment they're giving.
Perfect.
So why didn't you say that?
It's a good question. Ask the Gemara. Avogar Avikam.
Why doesn't you just say that?
Because that's what Gemara means. When if you see Gemara, you understand that's really what it means. Just it doesn't talk English.
Yeah.
Gemara doesn't talk. Every language is different how it talks. I mean, it's Aramaic and Hebrew mixed. That's how you talk. I mean, that's what it means.
I don't know why I didn't say it.
Gemara's saying.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying if you're going to.
It means we're viewing him. That's what it means.
Wrong.
We're saying, well, he's a good. I mean, for this, I mean, we know he's not really a good.
It doesn't say. It says
Akul.
It doesn't say. It says
Akul. That's what it means. It means we're here.
The question I have is, why is he given this status? I mean,
what do you why? He, that's what he is. There is a halacha.
No.
Sorry, who gets to that?
What I'm saying is. Is he given this status because he's converting and he'll be a full ger?
No, not necessarily.
Or is he converting because he just wants to be like a resident alien, like the equivalent of a Somalian or a Mexican? And the only reason he's here is for economic reasons.
Well, it could be, but it doesn't matter to us.
That doesn't have anything to do with
the No, but if he's going to convert to a full Jew...
It doesn't matter. We're not this guy right now, he's not planning on converting. Right now he's a Gartesha, he wants to stay like this for the rest of his life. He's happy this way, and he feels that that's what Hashem wants from him. He doesn't want to become a full Jew. He's staying a Gartesha. He wants to keep the 7 Noahic commandments. He feels very happy, very content, and he doesn't want to go any further. He's not, doesn't have enough dots. He doesn't have enough wisdom to go further.
He's staying. That answers my question.
Good?
Okay.
Fine. Good. So now, what's the Gemara starts? Amar Rav Kahana Loi Kasha, it's not a question. Kan v'Gartesha, v'Shar Gartesha. We're staying, there's an imagery status. Here we're dealing with a Gartesha who killed another Gartesha. Kama Gartesha of Shahar Yisrael. Here we're dealing with a Gartesha that killed a Jew. So what are we saying? There's a difference. This is Rabbi Yisrael Weiss wrote this here. What's the difference? What was the Gemara's Kasha? How do you view this guy, Hanan? Khan's coming up. He doesn't want to stay in that popcorn gallery. How do you view this guy? It's a good thing. It's a good come here. So how do you view this guy? Yes, how do you view him? Is it right. Jew or a non-Jew? Where Rav Kahana answers, depends. Depends on the scenario. He's saying, you want to know how to... There's no one rule for this guy. He's an in-between guy. So it depends. Kind of a Gartosha, Shara Gartosha. If a Gartosha in the safer one is referred to killing another Gartosha, right? So over here it's talking about a Gartosha who killed another Gartosha. So there... In the save of the Mishnah, I was talking about a Gartesha, we killed another Gartesha. So over there, we'll say, you know, you killed a guy who's on your level. You didn't kill like a whole Jew, so there, Golis is good enough for you. Right? Because really, you are like a little bit of a Jew. Right? We're not, you know, you're not a little bit of a Jew, you're not like a total guy, you accept the mitzvahs. So if you kill a guy on your own level, then Golis can help you. Kama Gartesha, Shaharag Yisrael. Here's a Gartesha, killed Yisrael. Say like this. If a Gartesha killed a Jew, we're telling him, Golis can't help you. Basically, you did something too harsh. You killed a Jew. Golis can't help you. Golis can't help you. Right?
Gartesha kills a Jew.
A
right.
Jew. You're a very nice guy, but Golis is going to be enough Jew for you. Right? I mean, all the Gemara's words just say the cases are different. One case where the Gartesha killed a Jew, the other case where he killed another Gartesha. So let's say Taisus explains what does this mean exactly? What does the Svaras Taras mean? It means like this: But the Mishnah didn't mean to make him a goy. We never meant to make him a goy. We never meant to make him give him the status of a goy. We meant to give him a status of a goy touch of status. Right? When we said you can't get goyis, it's not because he's a goy. It's because you're a goy touch of status. So a goy touch of killed a Jew, you can't go to goyis. Even though you're not a goy. What's the word say? Amar Kahana. Kama de Agar Taisha. Shahar Agar Taisha.
What does it mean here?
The Sefer, the end of the Mishnah, the first case where Gertrude is called the Gertrude. And I mean,
well, that's simple because it says right in the Mishnah that one accepts the Gertrude because it's called Gertrude.
That's a nice discussion. Taisus asked, that was obvious to me, that was never my problem. The Taisus explained, it was always a Gemara. Very good, Taisus discussion. I don't know what you're talking about, I knew that already. He explained, what does it mean? He explained that it means. And here we're sort of going to tell you that we're not giving him a status of a goy. Just relax. We're giving him his own status. It's Gartosha's status. And therefore, if one Gartosha killed another guy in Gartosha's status, then Golis is good enough for you to kill the guy on your own level, you could go to Golis. Right? So if one Gartosha killed another Gartosha, then you could go to Golis. Correct? But if you kill the Jew, Golis isn't good enough for you. We were trying to figure out originally, are we giving him a status of a goy? Are we giving him a status of a Jew? Correct? We didn't understand what status we're giving him, correct? The Gemara is answering, we're giving him in between status because it's old status. It depends, right? This is that we said in the beginning of the Mishnah that you don't go to Gauls, not because you like a goy. Not here. When we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, when the Kartosh is killed with Jew, there's no Gauls. It's not because we really live like a total goy. That's not what. Because in this case, it's not enough of a kapara for you. You're a Gartosha. You killed a Jew. It's not enough kapara for you. Because let's say you killed a Gartosha someone on your level. And Golos is enough of a kapara for you. Then it's okay.
So what does it mean here? Kind of
that's what it means. Oh, saying if in the race is referring to Gartosha who killed the Yisrael. So there it goes is not enough for you. In one case, it's about a Gartosha who killed another Gartosha.
That's not the right way says, though.
No, not the ratio. The ratio and the state. We're saying kind of what's that? So what's the wire answer? In a case, we're saying here's a Gartosha who killed another Gartosha. What's that? One Gartosha who killed another Gartosha. Why? But I feel he's like a guy. That's he's not like a guy. He's like a Gartosha. He's not like a guy. You thought he's like a guy. So you said if he's a guy, how can he get called? They scratched your idea. Your idea that he's a guy is wrong. He's his own status. He's called Gartosha of status. Right? So if one Gartosha killed another Gartosha, so Golos is enough. You give him Golos enough of a kapara. But if he kills a Jew, Golos is not a kapara. It's just because that's not a reason why we want to say it's not enough kapara for him. It's not because he's like a guy. We thought originally Golos can't help him because you're a guy. Kind of, this is the punchline. We thought originally when a Gartosha killed a Jew, you know, Golos doesn't help you because you're a guy. Kaparas don't help you. Kaparas don't help you. If you're a guy, we can't give you two.
Right.
It's not enough.
Right,
that's it, now. And in certain cases, Shuba is good enough for you. Let's say you're a guy, you called another guy, you're a semi Jew. But in this case, it's too much for you. Which means we're saying if a guy, you called another guy, someone on his level, we would give him a kapar. He's not a total guy. You killed a Jew already, then it's not enough kapar for them. But not because we're viewing you like a guy. We're not viewing that was right. The Gemara thought originally we're viewing you like a total guy. We're saying, no, we're not viewing you like a total guy. We're viewing you based on your own Gartosha mode. No. Let's see, what's that? Is there a Rashi on this? One second. Right. We said, Loi Kashka, Loi Shara Gartosha. Kailo, Kletani Behadio. Like the Mishnah says, a Gartosha killed a Gartosha, goes to Golis. Barisha, what's the Rashi talking about? Kisharik Es Yisrael, when he killed a Jew. Right, they're actually raised to it when he killed a Jew in the Gula. The Losagi lay the Gulas because it's not enough kapara for him to get Gulas, not enough for you. We thought originally Gulas is a work that doesn't help you because you're a good. Say, no, you're not a good status, you're not putting a good status, you're in your Gartosha status. So now it depends on the scenario. If you kill a fellow Gartosha,
you might have thought he was a Jew if you killed a Jew. You might have thought he was a Goy if you killed a Jew and didn't get Gulas. That's not it.
It's his own status.
And then the the Sefer, where Sefer comes in and says he goes to Golos to put another one like himself. So therefore, that's the conflict. He's not like his glory.
He's not like a guy, correct.
You might previously thought he was like the Kohen, but I mean, he was treated like killing the Jews.
He's saying, no, so exactly, the Kertaj, he could get a kapara if he's able to. He's like a semi-Jew, so if the Kertaj builds another Kertaj, he could get a kapara. But if not, if he killed a Jew, it's a too much of a kapara for him. That's Rav Kahana's answer. See, Rav Yaakov is called Rav Kahana today, because Rav Yaakov is called Rav Kahana. Fine. Rav Kahana.
Oh, this is what happens.
Another one. Very good.